This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a big day here, it feels like the NFL offseason officially begins. The Combine, Howie and Nick speak a little bit later on. We'll carry that live on WIP. Elliot will join us for the Combine in a little bit. A lot to get into with the Eagles and the offseason, a big one to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, they have this group, this French acting group in France that's called the Aquaman, where they run around the city with water, like fish helmets on their heads with fish in them. Aquaman.
Is this your next acting gig? Is this
I just thought it was fascinating. You know, I like to share with everybody useless information on a day-to-day basis. I've kind of gotten into that. The algorithm has changed a little bit. And I saw that. And they're called the Aquaman. And they walk around the city with fish in their helmets. And that's what they do.
I'm always nervous when you say one of these things and then I search it to learn about it and then it could change my algorithm. Like my algorithm starts changing because of your algorithm. But we have the Aquaman out in France. All right, that's an interesting fact. Welcome on in. 215-592-9494 to join the show. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. And Hugh, yesterday towards the end of our show, the news broke that an unnamed at that time NFL team had kind of started the push behind the scenes to ban the tush push. We now know those cowards in Green Bay, the Packers, were the team to do this.
So that's crazy.
I know. Well, they lost twice to the Eagles, so maybe they're a little salty from this past season.
A little salty.
So the Packers trying to ban the tush push, Hugh Douglas, and we'll see where it goes. You know, the NFL's got their meeting, competition committee, but this is the first time it feels like a formal thing. Is it in the last couple of years? It's been like someone's going to try to get this out, but now we have a team formally going to the NFL trying to get rid of this thing. Hugh, it really begs the question because the Eagles have become so proficient at this play. That if it happens, if the Packers gain enough support here, Hugh, to get this banned, is it a big deal for the Philadelphia Eagles? Like, let's fast forward, Hugh. In your mind, 2025 season opens. Tush push is banned. Big deal?
Yes, I think so. And the reason why I think so is I'm afraid. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm afraid of the unknown. I don't know what's going to happen because I am so used to that play being money. That's a money play.
It is.
You talk about, you know, I was listening to the morning show. Shout out to the morning show. And they were talking about how Saquon probably would have been the MVP of the league if Jalen wouldn't have vultured his touchdowns. That is a money play. So now we're talking about, and it's been a money play for the Eagles for years. Now we're talking about taking away something that has been so, so clutch that now it's up in the air. I'm pretty sure that Coach Sirianni and those guys – as much as they've been talking about banning the tush push, that they probably got something up their sleeve that's a variation of it. But the fact that they're talking about banning it, that's taking away, that's almost like taking food off the table.
Well, I can't argue that. I mean, it's a money play. It's as close to an automatic as you get in the NFL, 90-something percent the last couple of years. And to be clear, I want it to stay. I hope it stays. I think it's really soft of the Packers and soft NFL teams to try to get rid of this. It's effectively a different kind of quarterback sneak, right? It's not, to me, taking it away is just silly. There's not conclusive data. Sometimes we have inconclusive data on this show. It's not conclusive data that there's any sort of significant injury thing. But here's where I'm at on this. At 215-592-9494. Hugh, I want it to stay. I think it's silly they're trying to take it away. But I don't think it's a big deal because I think, although you're right, it's automatic, they don't run it that much. Like, mm-hmm. In the last 3 years, the Eagles have run this play 108 times. That's in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about 2.5 times per game. It's not like it's a play they run in certain key situations, right? It's fourth mm-hmm. and one, goal line. You mentioned Jalen and the touchdown. He got a touchdown to start the Super Bowl with it. But I don't view it as a thing they can't overcome. They're still going to have Jeff Stoutland. They're still going to have the best offensive line in the NFL. They're still going to have Saquon. Mm-hmm. They're still going to have Jalen, who I think could succeed with a different kind of running play. I just don't view it as the kind of thing where if they don't have it, we're in deep trouble. It's a big deal. I'd rather have it. I think it's silly the NFL's doing this, but I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep. This is the opposite of usual. Usually I'm nervous and scared.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep if we lose the Tush Puss. I think the Eagles will be just fine. 215-592-9494. Ryan Clark on ESPN yesterday, he had a pretty strong take on all this softness about the Tush Push.
How soft do you have to be? Oh, we can't stop it. Our defensive tackles aren't tough enough. Our linebackers get hurt. Shut the hell up and bow your neck. Somebody get physical and stop the play. And as Mina says, though, it's like everything else in sports. If you don't have the personnel to do it, you actually don't do it. To go in there and be like, instead of actually coaching, let's run away from coaching and try to outlaw this play. It's dumb and it's soft.
Well, I agree with him. It is soft. I mean, the Packers come across as crybabies, as soft, as just, they're just trying to take a lever away from the best team in the NFL who beat them twice this year. I think it's actually ridiculous that we're getting to the point where they're trying to ban. I mean, I can't think of a play, Hugh, that's been banned in sports because it was too successful. Again, if there's injury risk, then that's different, right? Yeah. That got rid of the wedge and the kickoff and all that.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been enough data, and I haven't seen enough players come off the field significantly injured where you think this is really a big, big injury risk. So they're just going to take it away or try to because the Eagles are good at it? That's annoying.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's a big deal because you're trying to take away something that you can't compensate for.
Yeah.
The NFL is a copycat league. And we've seen, as a matter of fact, seen the Green Bay Packers try to use the tush push at times. Other teams have tried to use the tush push. We saw the Buffalo Bills try to use it. It's one of those things that in the NFL, you always try to emulate your opponents or whatever. Other teams can't do it. The Green Bay Packers are mad because they can't do it. And they're also mad because they can't stop it. But I think that to punish the Eagles for having a play that they've designed that has been so automatic is ridiculous.
Well, I agree. I mean, again, I totally agree. It is a ridiculous premise brought up by the Packers, and we'll see how the competition committee handles it. I want the play to stay. I don't think it's going to change the outlook of the 2025 Eagles if they don't have the tush push. I think they're going to be a 12 or 13 win team, you know, whatever they're going to be. But regardless, they have better players. They have a great front office, and I think they'll figure it out. Like, if you take it away, they'll do something different. They'll run the ball with Saquon or another back. They'll use Jalen on a different kind of run.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some variations, but yeah. I don't want any variations.
I know you don't.
I want it to be what it was because the one thing about the NFL that I enjoyed and prided myself about being a part of is that the adaptability mm-hmm. of the league. You know, everybody made a big deal about the too high safety thing this year. The NFL started to adapt. They started running the ball a little bit more. It's always been a league that has thrived and has been the most exciting game in the United States because of that fact, because of the fact that you have different stars that emerge every year and the jerseys on and the back of the names on the jerseys change every year and you get somebody else new to root for. That's the great part about these sports. And to take away something that has been so dominant for the Philadelphia Eagles is, to me, is ridiculous.
Well, it is. it's silly, but we might get there. I mean, once
I don't think it's going to happen, Joe. To be honest, I don't think
you're
it's
right.
going to happen.
I hope you're right. But once it's in the hands of the competition committee, and once a team starts to bang the drum for it, there is a chance it happens. I hope it does it, but there's a chance
it
happens.
Well, the crybaby team that got their ass kicked twice, mm-hmm. that's who's crying. I mean, and to be honest, it sounds ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure that when you get up there and you present the data that you feel is strongly, that you feel is strong enough to compel the committee, I don't think it's going to be enough. Because I think the consensus was a couple years ago. I mean, adapt. And teams have tried to adapt. Jacksonville Jaguars stopped it, I think, twice this year. They had the right personnel. So instead of complaining about it, just go out and get the right personnel and try to stop it the next time you play the Eagles.
Well, that's what teams have tried to do, and they failed for a few years now. 215-592-9494. Is it a big deal? All right, before we go on, I'm going to make a comparison that I was thinking about yesterday after we talked about it. It would be something the Eagles would have to change and overcome, right, losing it. But I think the best figure it out. And what I mean by that is back, I think it was 04, 05, the NBA banned hand checking. You used to be able to hand check, you know, keep your hand on the opponent's body kind of as they moved around the perimeter in basketball. And then in 04, 05, around there, they took away the hand check. It did affect some players. It did affect defense in the NBA. But you know who it didn't affect? Ron Artest, Kevin Garnett, Kawhi Leonard, the best defensive players still played awesome defense. They didn't need to hand check to play good defense on the best offensive scorers in the NBA. That's the way I view this. Like, if a middling team used the tush push, then I think they'd be in trouble. The Philadelphia Eagles have Saquon Barkley. They have the best offensive line coach in the league. They have the best offensive line in the NFL. And they have a quarterback who's been running since he was probably 5 years old playing quarterback. He is a great running quarterback. I think he could figure it out and get a yard or two when he needs. 215-592-9494. Big deal, no big deal. If the NFL does ban the tush push, Kyle, where do you come down as the Packers are crying and the NFL's listening?
Yeah, so first of all, I agree with the whole idea that it's so soft to want this thing banned. But
it's kind of sad, actually.
It really is. It's pathetic. But like, if they did ban it, I think it's a huge deal for the Eagles. Like, so I don't have percentages in front of me, but I would wager that a very large majority of Jalen Hurts' rushing touchdowns are the tush push.
I'd agree with that.
Like, a huge majority of them. And I just think we're shortchanging how much of a leg up it gives the Eagles on the rest of the league to be able to run that play at the rate, the success rate that they do. Like, not even just touchdowns, but like 1 yard plays. Nick Sirianni always said first and nine, right? Like, that's a huge deal for us, and it's not just something that everyone can easily replicate, and it's very rare that you see it stopped. Like, I think getting that 1 yard at the goal line is a little bit tougher than we're acting like. We have Saquon Barkley. We've seen Saquon get stopped at the 1 yard. How many times have we just had the opportunity to do the tush push at the 1 yard line because we were stopped at the one?
Like, well, Saquon, that, like 10 times this year got stopped.
That 1 yard is not a given. And I think it would just totally change how the Eagles manage games, how Nick Sirianni manages games. And I think it would be a massive deal if they banned it for the Eagles.
Yeah, so I agree with you both that the degree of difficulty would go up for the Eagles because they've mastered a play. I mean, in the mic'd up at the Super Bowl, Hugh, when they score their first touchdown, they have Jalen mic'd up and he goes into the huddle. He doesn't even call the play. He says to the huddle, you all know what time it is. Like, they all know. Like, you don't have to call it. When they're on the one, it's the tush push. So it's become part of their identity on offense. I understand that. I just think the Eagles are good enough, smart enough, and have enough great players that will it increase the degree of difficulty to score some touchdowns? Sure, but I don't think it's going to appreciably change things. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. The Packers are trying to ban the tush push. It's become part of the identity of this football team the last 3 years. They've run it the most. The next closest is Buffalo, and I think that's theirs is more of a QB sneak kind of thing. But the Eagles run it a lot, 108 times the last 3 years. But even with that, to me, that's still only like 2.5 times a game. That's not a game-changing thing. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown up first on WIP.
Happy Tushy Tuesday, man.
It is a Tushy Tuesday. What's up, Chris?
Man, I can't believe this. Tuesday, we're talking about tushes.
Mm-hmm. That's because the Packers are soft. Push, I mean, that's the reality of it.
Well, listen, I want to make one little off comment, and then I'm going to get into this. You mentioned the combine. Guys, you know, with the combine, it's known as Howie season.
It begins today. That's right. The off season is here, and that means it's Howie season again.
I feel like what Howie, like, with the draft now, it's like in Happy Gilmore when he learned to putt and he goes, Howie learned how to putt. I'm like, you know, that's what I feel like he says to the league now. He's like, Howie learned how to draft. So it's all good stuff. All right, let's get on to this. I was going to make a comment, but I get yelled at by the producer and scolded.
What else is new around here?
So I'll stick with this. So the weak, soft female dog packers that want to ban the brotherly shove, they only want to do it because they suck, all right? They should be embarrassed and ashamed by themselves. Like, I can't imagine being a player in that locker room where my front office is out there beating the drum, because I would be like, yo, we could stop this. This is on us, because if I was on opposing teams, I'd make fun of them. I'm like, oh, you went crying to the principal's office to change the rules because you guys stink. I don't know. I will say this. I got to clean it up because Kyle yelled at me. There's an irony in the fact that the Packers don't want to support this, but I'll leave it at that. Joe, you said the right thing. Jalen's the difference of this. It's his height. It's his strength. And it's his ability to find that weak spot as he surges forward, because he does do a quick pause and then he looks for where the weakness is and he attacks it. That's what the success rate is. So I don't think it's ultimately gonna stop us. But guys, here's an interesting part. If we're gonna ban the tush push, right, which starts with both lines being at a dead stop, well, then are we banning the scrum pile tush pushes that go on downfield? Because those are more dangerous. They want to use excuse of health. Those are more dangerous because you have players moving, coming, running full speed, blasting into piles to push a scrum pile in further down the line. So where are we drawing the line at this? Why, if we're banning this, why aren't we banning all of these scrum pile plays and not just the ones that one team in particular, the Eagles, found a tremendous amount of success in beating?
Yeah, Chris, I think that's a good point, because sometimes those, I almost think that's even more unfair to the defense, because if it's like a 10-yard pass and then the safeties and corners rally to make a tackle, it's like they've done all that work just to get the lineman coming down there and shove everyone 5 extra yards. That feels ridiculous.
You've got a 300-pound lineman blasting into a pile with a 205-pound cornerback. That sounds more like a recipe for an injury than, hey, big lineman scrumming it out in the middle of a field.
Yeah, well, Chris, that's a good point. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Hewitt, if I had to guess, if they're going to ban this, if they're going to do something, my guess is they would do something to the wording of it where you can't have someone running up and pushing. So it would change the tush push. Because I don't know how you take, like, the tush push is just, in essence, a quarterback sneak. It just has different elements to it.
Yeah, and it's for whatever reason, the way that they do certain things up front, because if I've noticed from talking to anybody that has been involved with the tush push, they're real hush hush about how it actually works. And I think the premise is basically this, and it's the oldest premise in the books as far as football is concerned. Low man win. And I think that, you know, Pat, it's partly that. And I think also it's because you're taking advantage of the fact that defensive linemen have gotten smaller. Now, the one advantage that the Jacksonville Jaguars had, if you go back and look at it, they were big across the whole front. They were pretty stout as far as their size was concerned.
Right.
Now, when you look at everybody else, you look at the Green Bay Packers and how they're constructed and why they're complaining, is because they're smaller front compared to the one that Jacksonville had that has success against it. So it's low man win. You talk about, though, you got two 300-pound guards. You got a 300-pound center and those two tackles on the end, and they're getting lower than you. That's the bottom line. You got to be able to get lower than the other guys, and most teams don't have the personnel to do that.
Well, it's like you can't stop it, so cry until it's gone out of the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
You know what I'm thinking back to? The Super Bowl 2 years ago against the Chiefs. I don't remember how many tush push touchdowns we had, but that drive to go in and tie the game where Hurts had the octopus, like, how does that change the complexion of the end of that game if there's no tush push for us to run? Like, we might get stopped at the goal line there.
Could. I mean, I'll frame it this way. It will add to the degree of difficulty. I mean, that's what it will do, because it's become a play, like, I don't know. I don't know the numbers. If you have first and goal at the 2, you probably get a touchdown 80% of the time. The Eagles are probably at 95.
Yeah. Right.
So it now it takes the percentages down.
But a 15% drop off is pretty big.
I agree, but I trust that if you take it out of their hands, like they can't do it, they'll find a way to get to close to 90. They have Saquon in this line.
It's just
Jalen can also run without a tush push. I mean, he's
well, he could sure.
Physically, he runs like a back when he runs.
But like, I mean, we've seen other teams try and do that without, like, Josh Allen doesn't, I don't know if he gets, like, pushed, really. He's just big body, and he runs to the left side of his line. He got stopped in the championship game against the Chiefs. It cost them the game.
Well, that was a big part of why they lost. It was. I'm not saying it's not, it's a zero thing. Like, it would be a challenge to the Eagles. I just don't think it's going to be a big deal. I'd be surprised, I'll put it this way, next year, in the middle of the season, if we're saying, man, you know, they're good, but if they had the tush push, they would have won that game. But I don't think it's going to cause that much of a ripple.
But I mean, you can't picture you can't picture the Eagles in any game next season where it's a fourth and one, and
they
decide to punt.
They won a lot of them this year.
No, I'm saying like next season. Say we're in it. You couldn't picture us being here the next day after a game where they either get stopped on fourth and one, or they punt the ball, and we're like, well. Like, the tush push would have changed everything there.
I knew that's where you're going. That's what I was talking about. Because they were in a lot of those situations last year.
A ton of them. And, like,
we all knew, as a fan, you were like, we got this. Like well, that's the comfort that we had.
The comfort will be gone. I agree. I'll be more concerned when they line up for the play, because it's going to have to be a normal running play than your tush push. But they still should get it.
I guess I'm just so conditioned to knowing that we have the tush push that even, like, handing the ball off behind the line of scrimmage seems counterproductive. Like, why not just move forward?
Yeah, when there's an automatic and then it becomes not automatic, it does kind of play into you, like you think it might change things. Let's talk to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? I was listening to the morning show. Would it be aesthetically pleasing if it was 3rd and 1 on our own 30 in the Super Bowl with 2 minutes left and we needed that 1 yard to wrap up the Super Bowl? And we didn't get it because we couldn't tush push, and then we had to punt the ball, and then the other team goes down and beats us. I'm sorry. You know, it is important for us, I mean, to keep this. I think it's extremely weak that people are talking about getting rid of it. The camera this morning, I mean, they should name a stool softener after this guy. He's so soft.
Who, the Packers or the camera?
Wow, that was strong.
So Joe's done with the tush push? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said something to that.
He said,
yeah.
Oh, we should get rid of it because it's not aesthetically pleasing. I mean,
I don't give a damn about aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, so
I want results.
Steve, to your point and his, like, I agree with his notion it isn't aesthetically pleasing. I also don't care, though, right? Like, I'm with you on this. Like, it's a legal play. It works for the Eagles. It helps them win games. Who cares about aesthetically pleasing? Win.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, I listen to that stuff, and I'm like, Jesus, I mean, if everybody could do it, they'd be doing it, and they wouldn't be complaining
and
about it.
And they've tried to do it. Teams have tried to do it, and they can't do it.
And nobody's as good as us, so just let's penalize the Super Bowl champions because we got something that nobody else has got.
Steve, I think that last point is a huge one. I think part of this, and Steve appreciated, now teams, it might be 3 years of it where the teams are like, all right, that's enough. It's been 3 years. I also think it's a part of why the Packers were pushing for this is the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, when you have a team that's become better than everyone, and maybe they're becoming the team in the NFL, right, them and the Chiefs, you look. I get that from a competitive standpoint. Like, hey, how can we knock them down a peg here? And I'm not shocked we're here. I'm not shocked the team's trying to do this. I think it is soft. I also think if we get there, if it gets banned, I don't think it's going to appreciably change things. Hugh and Kyle think it's a big deal. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Would it be a big deal if the Eagles couldn't use the tush push anymore? Would it hurt? I don't think it would as much as some do. Where do you come down? All right, coming up, your phone calls here, plus a tush push expert, Jason Kelsey. Some thoughts on this whole thing. We'll play that next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on a Tuesday. Combine starts today. Elliot will join us live from Indianapolis later in the show. A lot to do. Sports